Time now to have a chat to Dave Eustace. David and Kieran have a big day tomorrow at the Heath. Good morning, David.
Michael, morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. There's a couple of good horses going around tomorrow, and we'll go through them in race book order, but I'm pretty sure you'd be keen to win a race named after the team as well tomorrow. But we'll get there in a moment. Let's have a look at your first horse, Maserati Bay, in race number one. And, gee, he's been good this time in without much luck.
Yeah, he has. I think, you know, he hasn't had a lot of luck, as you say. He's raced very well. Probably just pulled the wrong rein running in Sydney back. 18 last time. He was caught for a little bit of toe, and you know, he goes out to 2400 of Overs Gold Race, which has been his target for a long time. So you know, he's out to a trip that he's been very successful at, and he's in the ground, which should be fine. So yeah, he's in good note. Looks a nice race for him.
So if it is on borderline heavy, that's not going to concern you?
I don't think so. You know, it was more the trip than the ground the other day, and he seems fairly versatile, the horse. So, we won't be too concerned about the ground.
Got a couple of nice two-year-olds that go around in race number three. The market says Rain Air is your best hope. Dean Lester this morning made Lord Paramount his Ramaruffi of the day.
Yeah, he worked really well on Tuesday, Lord Paramount. You know, Renier won well at Ballarat, and his horse, we've always had a high opinion of. And to win from where he was at Ballarat, albeit on the synthetic, was a really good effort. So there wasn't a lot between their work, having said that. And Lord Paramount is, I think, a very backable price. So, you know, both have got good chances.
Performed very well on a heavy track, Lord Paramount, last start. Rainier, as you mentioned, was on the synthetic. Is there any concern about Rainier on a genuinely wet track?
There would be. He found Bendigo, it was 5/6 that day, and a little bit shifty, and he found that a little bit tricky. So, yes, it would be a concern.
What do you do from the gate on Rainier as well? Do you just leave it up to Jamie?
I think so. You know, I don't think she needs too many instructions. The 1400 should be fine. He's got a few runs under his belt, so he's fit. We won't really see how the track is playing, but I think we'll just have to leave it up to her. Yeah.
You got a couple of outsiders in race number five, including Scarlet Tufty, which is this first time we get to see this European galloper. What can you tell us about it?
Really nice horse. He's trialled up well. You know, we'll go back from the gate, ride him quiet, allow him to hit the line. And he's a horse to certainly follow for the future because we like him. He's going to stay, but has shown a nice turn of foot. So, you know, hopefully we just pass a few late.
Can Global Gift improve?
Well, he's going better than it looks. His run the other day at Sandown was on firm going, which he doesn't like, and then got scratched at the barriers the other day. He's trialled well since. Like he's an enigmatic character. He has his own opinions on life, but when wanting to do it and drawn well, like he is tomorrow on wet ground, he is effective and will run above his odds if he decides to.
Murrumbidgee River was an eye-catcher last start. Jamie Carr sticks, had the choice between Token Spirit and Murrumbidgee River, and you'd be pretty happy to win the race named after Kieran Maher Racing as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, it's probably fitting that it's, you know, a staying race. We've had a good run in those sort of races through winter. He was a very eye-catching run, obviously from a long way back at Sandown over 18. He'll stay, he's bred to stay, everything suggests that he will. So, ground, a little bit of an unknown, but he'll be there at the finish if he handles it.
He's drawn another wide gate. Does he need to be as far back over 2400?
I don't think he needs to be. It's all sort of, I think, tempo related, isn't it, really? he got back in his maiden through lack of experience. He was back in his second start because of where he's drawn. So I think those horses that are a bit inexperienced are better chasing, and I don't think we'll be punching him forward from out there, stepping up to 24 from 1800. So it'll be second half and three wide cover, and hopefully picking the right line.
Race number 7, you've got the Big Easy and the Defiant One, and you've been using the dual state stables to great assistance of the horses in recent weeks, and a good example was a Big Easy. Gee, it was a good ride last start in Sydney. The seas parted and he sprinted really well. Has he come back to Melbourne in good condition?
Yeah, he has. He really has. He actually, you know, he's been up a while, but he really came through that run well. You know, tempo is key for him. As you know, they went very quick in Sydney, which looked like they would do on paper, and he's closed off extremely well. So again, he'll need that. He'll handle the ground. It doesn't look as much pressure on paper, but if there is, he's going to run a really good race and actually give the Defiant One a chance. We've always quite liked the horse. He's taken a bit of time. Had a slight issue, had a long break, been gelded, should have won his first start back and then won his second one well. And he will handle the ground. He raced very well on it as a two-year-old and has trained a lot on it since. So I thought he was worth a bit each way.
Well, he's a good value, Bryce, because the Defiant One is not the favourite. The Big Easy is the favourite. So just having a look at the price there, the Defiant One's around about $31.
Yeah, yeah. I think he'll run a good race and just a surprise for you tomorrow.
Gee, everyone would love to own a horse like Bubbly Lash. She just tries her heart out. The last couple, the race pattern just hasn't suited maybe the track bias as well. How is she going?
She's going really well, as you say. She just hasn't had an awful lot of luck. She's finally drawn, you know, an okay gate. I think, you know, it looks like she has to get back and hit the line, but actually her maiden win at Warrnambool, she sat just behind, albeit in a maiden. And she's able to do that. She just hasn't, she doesn't wing the barriers, but drawn well enough, she should be able to sit, you know, fifth, sixth, instead of back last. Rails in a better position, wet ground. I think she takes an awful lot of boxes. She strips fit against some horses that are just kicking off.
Yeah, she too's a good each way. Price at around about $7,
yeah,
Bubbly Lass.
Up a nice price, actually. I was surprised that she was, you know, $7.58.
Could be a bit of value tomorrow, Dave. Who's your best and your best value?
I think Bubbly Lass is our best. And I thought that the Defiant One opened up. Good odds, yeah.
Have you got a winner at Mildura today?
Hope so. Send a nice team there. Rosemont started being very patient with a mare called So Delicious, who's always shown talent, but has had her issues. She trialled well at Traralgon, and the form of those trials has stood up well for us anyway. Had a lot of horses run well out of the back of them, so be pretty hopeful of able to knock her maiden off again at quite a nice price.
Yeah, she's race two, number five. Race two, number eight, I should say, at 5.50. So that might be a little bank builder for the day. And just the one in Sydney. The team's been flying in Sydney of recent weeks. Black Bolt goes around in race three.
Yeah, he's a very nice horse. He was very consistent last prep and has come on again. Goes into the race in good form off-season with cutting the ground. He'll be very competitive. Little bit of a character again and hasn't fully sort of really knuckled down and stretched in his races, but he's been getting better all the time the more he's had. So, you know, again, if he applies himself, he'll run for growth.
Good luck tomorrow, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Michael.